Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Let's Talk CFL podcast. Roundtable discussion recorded live on Sunday and Wednesday nights. Visit Let's Talk CFL on Facebook for showtime. Brought to you by the Let's Talk Sports Groups on Facebook. Our partners, LostWolvesOnSport.com. Stream live on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Hey, good evening, sports fans, and welcome to Let's Talk CFL podcast, episode number 475. I'm your host, Christopher Jones. We're going to talk some football tonight, mostly Canadian football, maybe a little bit of other football as well, because there's always going to be a crossover now, because we're still talking about the XFL and the CFL doing some type of joint venture, collaboration, merger, who knows what it's going to be, but it's still exciting, so we're still jumping up and down about this. I'm not totally convinced that it's going to be as bad as everybody thinks, but I don't think we're going to get out of it with an intact CFL the way that we know it. So we'll see what happens. We are going to talk about it a little bit later. I think there's something. Yes, there is some success. Segment 6 is talking about the CFL and XFL, so we'll talk about that then. I'm not going to get too far into it. All I know is there's a lot of people that are still fucking losing their mind over this, and I don't know why. I would much rather have a modified version of the CFL than no CFL. Ooh, wouldn't that be a shitty thing, eh? I'm it. It's football. So let's see how much of the CFL we can keep, and let's move forward. I don't think we're going to be untouched. You know, it's going to happen. Something's going to give. I think maybe we're going to start the season earlier a little bit, but not much. You got to watch because of Winterpeg. But hey, they probably got nicer weather than we do right now. Who knows? Because they're weird. Okay, so what else is going on? There's a whole pile of neat things. The NFL is talking about doing regular season games in Canada. Why the fuck would they do that? And why now? What's this thought? Obviously, this CFL, XFL thing is starting to scare those big boys with the billions. I don't know. Anyhow, we're going to talk about a bunch of things and debate. Who's Marv Levy? I'm going to have to Google him, find out who this is, because we're going to talk about him, too. Should he be in the Hall of Fame? I don't know. Never heard of the guy before. Marv Levy. The former football coach. Sure, why not? Let's put him in the NFL. Put him in the Hall of Fame. I don't care. Former Alouette coach. Okay, well, we'll see what goes on. Anyhow, that's going to be a discussion that we're going to have later on. What else are we going to talk about? I don't know. Let's talk about all bunch of things. Let's open up the mics and talk to the boys because Mark's missing in action again. I don't know what's going on. He's for like a year, he's sitting at home collecting this CERB, and now that he actually can go back to work, he is. Can you believe it? Instead of collecting this $2,000 a month, he's actually going to work. Fuck. Who would have thought that would have happened? Most people are not going back to work, so I don't know. BC just got shut down again. We've lost all our pubs. I mean, what the hell? How can you not have a pub open? That's disgusting. It's like Irish. Okay. Welcome to the show, William. How you doing?
Good. I just have one question for you.
Yeah.
What is the capacity of the pub in Merritt, BC?
Oh, I don't know. I think there's probably about 75 people. I wouldn't actually know. There's actually about three or four pubs in Merritt, BC.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah, there is. Okay. But there's only one that I would go to.
Okay. Fine.
I've been to two of the other ones. And I was told to stay out of the other one. I was told not to go into it. It's dangerous. It's dangerous for white folks.
Okay.
So anyhow, yeah, there's only one that I would go into. I've been in the other ones. The food was terrible. The service was terrible. The ambiance was terrible. And most of the patrons are either drooling or bleeding. So, no, we only go into one pub up there, and it's quite nice. It's a sports
okay.
bar. It's called Game On Sports Bar. And, yeah, it's quite good. And they got really, really good food.
Okay.
So there's a plug for Jim Cooley, who is the owner of Game On Sports Pub. Get that on our sports show. Okay. Any other questions there, William? Are you okay? Welcome to the show.
No,
how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Anything new, wonderful, and interesting?
I've spent a number of weeks arguing or discussing flu shots with people, but we won't get into that because
you're doing the vaccine arguments right now. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, let's not go there right now because we have mixed feelings on that subject on our podcast, never mind in the real world. So we're not going to touch that one on here just to keep things full. Speaking of crazy people with vaccines, Charles, how you doing?
I'm good. Yep.
Good. Anything new and wonderful in your life?
Not particularly. Same old.
Sorry to hear that. Same shit, different day.
I'm not complaining.
Okay. Yep. Well, I guess we can just jump right in and talk football. We got to talk 2 weeks of results from Sparky, and then we'll go forward from there, right? So we got week 11. And week 11, we had the Montreal Alouettes were into Edmonton to play the who are they? The Eskimos. We'll call them that for now. Montreal was a -5 handicap, and so was Edmonton. And so the handicap was even. The score was very close, 56-51. A total offensive game or defensive collapse, whatever you want to do it. Montreal wins this one 56-51. Charles, you picked Edmonton. Will, you took Montreal. Okay, Sparky made a mistake. Okay, Will was supposed to get 2 points for this, Sparky, because you got Montreal up there. And, you just fucked the pooch on this one, Sparky, because you got Charles with Edmonton, who lost, got no points, but you gave 2 points to Mark for Edmonton's win. And Montreal won, and CJ and Will didn't get any points for that. So
I'm running him up.
Seriously, you screwed the pooch on this one, Sparky. And that's not often I get to say that. In fact, I don't think I've ever been able to say that. Okay, we're just going to go, oh, my God, I cannot believe he did this. Okay, let's go on to the next game here. Maybe something's wrong, but we don't know. Winnipeg was -5 going into Hamilton, who was a 0 handicap because they were even up. And Winnipeg, oh, my God, 9 points. Hamilton, 56. Talk about a mollywop. Okay. They just got slapped in the face with a – never mind. Okay, so Hamilton gets – Charles, you picked Hamilton for 2 points. Will, you got Hamilton. Mark took Winnipeg, 0 points there, and CJ got Hamilton. And who cares, Mark? I don't care. You do what you got to do, okay? He's sending me text that he can't post up the link to the show. It doesn't matter. People will look at it anytime. They just post the link. Okay, so that was it. Hamilton beats Winnipeg, like bumbles their ass, and everybody gets points. The second or third game of the week was Calgary into BC. Both were -5 on the handicap. Calgary, squeaks one out, 58-51. Another defensive collapse, and, BC is not doing well. Will gets 2 points for the pick in Calgary there. Everybody else has got goose eggs for the BC guys. Ottawa, final game of the week was Ottawa into Toronto. They were both -5 on the handicap. That's 5 points for being the away team, visiting team for Ottawa, and 5 points for the lower-ranked team in Toronto. Final score was 21-47 for the Toronto Argonauts. Big victory for Toronto. Mark was the only one that got points there. Everybody else got the big goose egg. So I can't do the standings after this week because Sparky fucked up. So I don't know what to say because even next week's we can't do it because, he just fucked up. Jeez, I don't know what to say. Okay, so week 12, we have the BC Lions. 10-point handicap going into Winnipeg, and BC, after Winnipeg just absolutely gets pummeled by Hamilton, and they turn around and give a mollywhopping to BC. So it's 54-15 final score for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers over the BC Lions. Will and Mark both get pick up 2 points, and the two homers lost in that one. Hamilton, a 10-point underdog going into Montreal. They still beat the Alouettes, even though they lost 10 points. It was 34-25 final score. Charles, no points there. Will, no points there. Mark, no points there. And CJ, no points there. We all picked Montreal, and we all lost that one. Okay. And the third game of the week was Edmonton Eskimos into Ottawa. And it was Edmonton was a minus 10, but they shot boxcars. They had 56 points or 66 points, lost 10. They ended up with 56 points. Ottawa, 36. So we had Edmonton, Charles getting 2 points for Edmonton, Mark getting 2 points for Edmonton,
hey.
Will and CJ screwed the pooch on that one. And the final game, oh my God, it was terrible. Saskatchewan Rough Riders into Toronto, 5-5 handicap on both teams here. Saskatchewan final score, 8 points. Toronto, 21. Charles, you picked Saskatchewan. Will, you took Toronto. Mark took Saskatchewan. CJ's got Toronto. Anybody but Saskatchewan. I believe that's the line for Sparky, if that's ever a question for CJ. Any team but Saskatchewan. I might even take Winnipeg over Saskatchewan, although I'd prefer a tie. I'd do a Will tie here. So even though the scores are fucked up, we're going to give the what we got here. We got Will in first place at 52, Mark in second place at 46, but I think Will gets a couple more points. Charles at 38, CJ at 34. I think CJ needs a couple more points. Actually, I think Mark needs 2 points taken away from him. So that's the way that ends up. But the standings are probably correct. I hope they are. He's going to have to go back and look at everything. Are we going to have to find an auditor? Anyhow, Western Division has it this way. Saskatchewan in first place at 7-4. Calgary, Winnipeg tied for second at 5-5. Edmonton is in fourth place at 4-6. And the BC Lions are at 3-8. How can that be possible? In the Eastern Division, we have the Montreal Alouettes. Top of the league at 8-3. Hamilton at 6-4. Ottawa at 5-6 with Toronto at 4-6. We're really close to having an Eastern crossover here in this league. So there's no reality at all in this season. I don't know what the hell's going on. What are you doing? Okay, so we have this week's week 13 picks. Now, week 13 is a little bit of an anomaly. There's five games. There's a lot of points to be had here. Okay? The first game up is the Hamilton Tiger Cats into Toronto, and it is a five-point handicap for each team. So it's even odds straight up across the board. Charles, who are you going to take, Hamilton or Toronto?
Boy. Battle of Ontario. I take Toronto in this one.
You're taking to Teo. Okay. William. Hamilton or Toronto?
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Okay. Mark. Oh,
he's not here.
We don't have anything for Mark, and he has to have his picks in before the end of the show, or they do not qualify. CJ. CJ is going to take T.O. Okay, on the second game of the week, we have the Montreal Alouettes into Ottawa, and they are both a five-point handicap, both teams. So, Charles, you're going to take Montreal, or you're taking Ottawa?
I never really like to take Ottawa, so I'm going to take Montreal.
Okay, and William, you taking the Alouettes?
Yep.
Okay. Mark? Oh, Mark's a void again. I'm going to take Ottawa Red Blacks just because. It's just Charles and I are definitely different on these pages, so we'll see what happens. The third game is the Winnipeg Blue Bombers into Saskatchewan. Winnipeg is a minus 10. Okay? Winnipeg being minus 10 going into Saskatchewan. Charles, who are you going to take?
Winnipeg is a minus 10 going into Saskatchewan. I took the Riders last week, and look how that turned out for me. I'm going to take the Bombers, even with the minus 10.
Okay. And William?
Do you even have to ask?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay. Winnipeg.
Mark, Mark does not, he doesn't get to pick Winnipeg because he's not here. And CJ is in the anyone but Saskatchewan mode. So we're going to have to take the Winnipeg Blue Bombers here, even though I'm going to plug my nose and pick Winnipeg, okay? Because, yeah, this one stinks. Now, here's a scary one. Did you actually look at the schedule here? We have Toronto back into Hamilton. This is a back-to-back game with Hamilton and Toronto. They were in week one, or they were the first team. No, sorry, the first game
first
in
game.
This week. 5 days later, they're going to play again in Hamilton. That's kind of weird. Okay, so now in the first game, they were a 5-5 handicap. In the second game, Toronto is a minus 10. Charles, you going to take Toronto again, or are you going over to the Hammers?
I'm picking injury. No, I'll take Toronto again. I'll put my money in the Toronto basket right now. See if we sink or swim based on that.
Okay. And
Hamilton.
You're going to take Hamilton. You know what? I'm going to take Hamilton. And Sparky, I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to go back to the first game of the week, and I'm going to switch it from Toronto to Hamilton, okay? I'm going to take Hamilton in both of these games. And just to be opposite Charles, and we're either going to get some spread or some closure. We'll see what happens here. And the fifth game of the week is the Edmonton Eskimos into Calgary to play the Stampeders. And it is a minus 10 for the Edmonton Eskimos. Is this the Labor Day? Yes, this is the Labor Day weekend for all of these teams.
Okay.
So that's why the first game of the week is Wednesday, where we have Hamilton and Toronto, and then the next game is the Monday, the Labor Day long weekend game with Toronto and Hamilton, and this is also a Labor Day long weekend, the Edmonton into Calgary. Okay. What's it going to be, boys? Edmonton minus 10. Charles.
This is the second half of the, or is it the first half of the Labor Day?
No, this is the first half.
This is the first half. This is the Labor Day game.
Okay, this is the one that would be playing Calgary, so I'm going to take Calgary because almost always they win the game in Calgary.
You do know this is fucking dice, right?
I know, but hey, I'm going to say somewhat semblance of normal, but so
okay,
I'll just go
I'm
with
just
that
making
anyway.
Sure that you're aware of this. That this
I know
is not
it's
an actual game. Okay.
I realize that, but hey, what the hell? Okay. I'm giving reasoning for my picks.
Okay. No, that's perfectly fine. I just wanted to make sure that you were aware. We don't have football right
play.
Now. Okay. William, what are you going to do here? Calgary or Edmonton with minus 10?
I think I'll pick Calgary.
Okay, and I'm going to take Edmonton. I'm going to take the Edmonton Eskimos, and I'm going to lose 10 points, and I'm still going to whoop your ass on Labor Day. Oh, my good Lord. Okay, let's see if we can do this correctly. The first game, which was Hamilton and Toronto, we have Charles with Toronto, Will with Hamilton, CJ with Hamilton. The next game is Montreal into Ottawa. We have Charles and Will both taking Montreal. CJ's taking Ottawa. Winnipeg, Saskatchewan. Everybody's taking Winnipeg. Toronto Hamilton, the rematch. Charles has got Toronto, Will and CJ got Hamilton, and Edmonton and Calgary. Charles and Will took Calgary. CJ's got odd man out with the Edmonton Eskimos. Mark, you got an hour and a bit. That's all I got to say, brother. Otherwise, they don't count. Not that it counts anyhow. You got extra bonus points from Sparky. Didn't I accuse Sparky of favoritism? Obviously, that's what happened. He took points away from Will, and he gave them to Mark. Can you believe that? Seriously. Took points away from CJ, too. I don't know. You'd think Sparky would be like our friend, Will, but it doesn't appear that way. He's taken points away from you and myself.
Well, I think what the problem is that he likes me and he doesn't like you, so he makes it 50-50, so we're even. Does that make sense?
No. No.
Okay. Why doesn't
Sparky like me?
It's okay. He likes you, big fella.
I'm hurt by this. I'm hurt. Hurt. Sparky doesn't like me.
Well.
He sure the fuck doesn't like the BC Lions, I'll tell you that. 3-7
on
the season.
That's because,
3-8.
That's because he's a Calgary fan, so of course he doesn't like the BC Lions. Neither do I. So, did you know that?
Yes, I know you don't like them, but you pick them more often than anybody
I've heard
else.
That through the grapevine.
Yeah, yeah. So, but whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Now what are we going to talk about? CFL. CFL. The CFL. The Canadian Football League.
Sounds good.
Am I allowed to continue? I'm trying to talk right now.
I see. So, yeah.
I'll be quiet.
The CFL. The Canadian Football League. Makes a proposal to start the season on time, but they are asking the CFLPA, that's the Canadian Football League Players Association, to take a pay cut to offset initial losses. What's your thoughts? Now, what kind of losses are they talking about here? Is this because of the COVID testing that they figure it's going to cost each team $1 million, or is it going to cost the league $1 million? It was something like that.
Something like that.
So now the players are being asked to take a 20% pay cut. 20% pay cut. Now, that doesn't matter to Levi Mitchell or Mike Riley, but it's a hell of a lot of money to the little putts.
Now, it should be to point out that it's considered temporary, and it said in the article as the – teams hopefully go to normal and start adding more fans back into the building, that 20% pay cut would go away.
Yeah.
Oh, that was loud.
I don't know how that's possible. Wow. They want to start with no fans in the stands.
Yeah, that's with the from what my understanding is, that was the point of the pay cut.
Well, that's the only way that they can actually start on time is because I don't think the governments are going to let them have fans in the stands yet. And the sad thing is because it's only a 21-week season, I don't know if they'll have fans at the end of the season.
Who knows?
Have we heard any response at all from the Players Association on this?
There's been from what I've seen, there's been no official response from it, although the rumblings that I've seen on Twitter is that they were not happy about it. They were not all too together thrilled. But nothing I've seen in the way of, like, an official response from the Players Association or anything like that.
So, $55,000 minimum wage employee player is now going to make $44,000. if the
minimum
20%,
wage is 85,000, is it not?
I don't think it went up to 85, did it?
I thought it did. At the last bargaining, it went up.
I know it was supposed to go up.
I thought it was supposed to go up to 65.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I got wrong.
I think it went up to 65. I don't think it went up to 85. I think that's the veteran's contract.
Okay, you may be right.
Hey, let's just go CFL minimum salary. Minimum salary is set at $65,000 for 2021 for national and American players. What it is that first overall draft pick earning $85,000.
Oh, okay.
I knew there was an $85,000 in there somewhere. I just wasn't sure where it was.
Yeah, I think that there's also a minimum wage for a player that's been in the league 3 years.
Yeah, I think the $65,000 only applies to rookies and only been in the league a short time.
Yeah. I think if you've been a veteran and you've been in the league for 3 years, it's an $85,000 minimum salary or something like that. Something in the back of my gray fells that says that. But you know what? I could be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time. Okay, so, Willie, what do you think?
Well,
starting
I have
time,
a...
No fans in the stands. We get to watch the games
at home.
I
don't like that very much, but okay, it's better than no football at all. Okay, and of course, if they insist that I have a vaccine before I can go and watch football, I'll be watching a lot of football from home this summer. But as far as the pay cut goes, I have heard through my little grapevine that it was accepted unanimously. So,
by the CFLPA?
Yes, sir. I mean,
well, that just tells me they just want to get on the field, I guess. It's either that or not play at all.
No, but the question is, what's the other option? You take a 25% pay cut or 20% or whatever it was, or 100%.
Or 100%.
Take your pick.
100%.
Take your pick. Take your pick. So, and there has been promises that it will be paid back in time.
Correct.
So it's not like they're saying, take it and that's it, okay? I mean, I guess we all have to help each other out, right?
So if you're making the minimum, I just did a quick calculation, $65,000, and you're taking away 20%, you're down to $52,000.
Which is still very respectable for a 23-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but...
Or you could not play and get nothing.
But think about the Americans that have to take the exchange cut as well, okay? That makes it a little slimmer.
What are you talking
about? You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. What I'm going to say this because it really pisses me off that everybody says, well, you got to take the exchange rate into the U.S. dollars. Well, fuck that. You're playing in Canada. You're getting paid in Canadian dollars. And if you choose to go to another country to live, that's on you. You eat that one yourself. Don't try to make us feel bad about this. This is what you do. If you don't want to get paid in Canadian dollars, you don't want to play Canadian football, stay the fuck in your own country.
Okay. But it's still a legitimate excuse, okay? Sorry.
It's not an excuse.
Yeah,
it's not a concern.
It's because they're dumb
football players.
It is for Americans, Christopher. And on top of that, most of the Americans that come here also have to run two households during the season. Their household
their
in the state and their household here. Yes, I get that. It's their choice. But I'm just putting out all the options here. And there's many reasons why guys like, and we're going to talk about it later on, guys like Delvin Bro decided to retire, and that's why,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
They're welcome to go get $400 a game in the arena league. I'm sure there's still one down there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's still lots of Arena League.
So, yeah, no,
anyway.
There's no sympathy for Americans whining about the exchange rate. Zero. You don't like the exchange rate? Don't play football here. You know?
It goes to 41,300 U.S.
Christopher, you know what happens if they stop playing football here, the Americans? You know what happens, right?
If we watch Canadians play football? Oh, my God.
The CFL turns into the CIS, okay? Have you ever been to a CIS football game, Christopher?
No.
I haven't. Okay. Judging by what I've seen on TV, nobody else has either.
If you want to get compared to something, go and watch some paint dry, okay?
I don't know. Okay.
So all I'm going to say.
Okay, let's just move on from this because I can't deal with this anymore. Okay, Charles, what do you think?
Well, like I said, I heard that they said that players weren't happy with it. Of course, they're not going to be. Did anyone think they were going to be thrilled? Hey, you have to give up 20% of your salary. All right, I'm in. But like we said earlier, you can get 80% of your salary. Or you could not play at all and get zero. And sure, I'm sure 20% pay cut isn't exactly what they had in mind, but when you factor in, you can get it's either this or get nothing and try and fight with unemployment and stuff like that, it's probably still a more tantalizing option than having to fight through that. I've also heard that there are executives and people in the CFL offices that are also taking pay cuts. So that's another thing. It's not just the players being asked to sacrifice. So while I'm sure they're not happy with it, I'm guessing that they're better off doing that than getting nothing.
I agreed, 100%. 100%. Okay, so the football, it looks like the league will be starting on time. Now, if we're league is starting on time, that means that the first preseason football game between the BC Lions and the Calgary Stampeders.
Only like 9 weeks or something.
Oh, fuck. It just disappeared. Sorry, my bad. Schedule here is 52 days, less than 2 months.
So that's less than 9 weeks.
May 23 is 7 weeks. 7 weeks is 49 days.
Right.
This is 52. So mm-hmm. 7 weeks and 3 days away, we have football on TV. Maybe not on TV. Can we watch it on TV?
I don't know. They only show some of the preseason games.
I know.
I don't know if they've come out with the televised schedule yet.
Okay. Oh, my God. Featuring play-by-play Chris Cutberg, Rod Black, and Gord Miller, along with game analysts Glenn Suter, Dwayne Ford, and Matt Dunnigan. Now,
they may want to adjust that they might want to adjust that because it won't be Chris Cuthbert anymore because he doesn't work for them anymore.
No.
That's correct. He left.
He's working for Sportsnet now.
Yeah.
ESPN broadcast schedule. Okay, anyhow. And
that'll be
BT
for last
Sports
year,
in
years
UK
ago.
And Ireland, MBS in Mexico, and wow, this is pretty exciting. Western Division. Oh, they've got BC Lions on radio, regional radio at TSN 1040. That sounds wrong, doesn't it, Charles?
What's the? Yeah, because that station no longer exists.
Oh, CFL really needs to update their website.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep.
I think the person responsible for that must be on hiatus.
Well, may got laid off. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He doesn't have a job anymore. Doesn't have a job.
That's not a hiatus. That's not a hiatus. That's a termination.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on to some other football news. We have Rob Vanstone, who is a famous and quasi-famous, no, a famous sports broadcaster in Canada. Who does Rob Vanstone work for? Let's check this out here.
I think he's Saskatchewan or something.
The Regina Leader Post.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So right away, this has less than zero credibility. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yes, I have to. Anyhow, Rob Vanstone says the CFL should stick to a made-in-Canada solution. Do not talk to the XFL. Do not collaborate with the XFL. What are they doing? This is Rob Vanstone's opinion. Ooh, yeah. William. Can't argue with you on that
yes.
one.
Yes. Nope, me either. I've never heard of Rob Vanstone. He lives in Regina. He probably has to expand his mind a whole bunch and realize that old fucking farmers in Saskatchewan aren't going to keep the CFL going, okay? You need
they
new
can barely
blood,
keep
I'm
the
course.
Riders going.
I know. You need new blood. I'm convinced of that, okay? You need new blood.
This guy also says that the CFL should increase the number of Canadians in the ratio.
No, they should reduce the Americans to only 10.
Right.
Every one of his comments, ridiculous.
There's a few guys out there that are like that right now.
The problem with this is that they don't have an area at the bottom of the article to write a comment because they know that this is so fucking stupid that everybody would just lambaste the pond scum for being an idiot.
Yes, I agree 100%. I mean, I don't understand how someone can write an article and be so out of it. Okay?
Well, that's what happens when you live in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, but you would think that he would...
Charles has a point.
Yeah, you would think that he would try and look around and
no, I'm getting okay? gonna get hate mail.
It's just ridiculous that he'd make statements like that. Like, what a fucking loser. Anyways, did I say that out loud? Whoops, sorry, inside voice.
You could just turn everything that he says around and do the opposite, and it would make sense. It would be logical.
Yeah, let's talk at all to the XFL and walk away from millions of dollars of U.S. TV revenue, etc. Let's skip that.
No, he's really a big supporter of Commissioner Randy Ambrosi's football 2.0 initiative.
Another strike against him.
Like, does this guy have an editor, and did he read this article before he got to post it or publish it?
Well,
like, really, come on.
There's no spelling mistakes. I didn't find any.
Yeah, I know, but you would hope that these guys look at content as well. So, just saying.
He goes on and. This part just really gets me. And he goes, as it stands, roughly 70% of the CFL starting players are American. Most coaches and general managers emanate from the United States. Honestly, is this how it should be in the Canadian Football League? The CFL should lead the way in terms of being showcased of for Canadian talent. In fact, that should go without saying. What? It's the Canadian Football
like,
League because it's in Canada, not because it's got Canadians playing in it or coaching in it.
Did this guy just get out of the rubber room hospital or something? Because he sounds like an idiot.
He's an old school digging his heels in guy.
He's not old though, is he?
No, but his opinions are. He's the one that let's not change anything.
You realize there's a reason Saskatchewan doesn't grow, right?
Yes.
Because they
the
like
attitude
to say that
back there is very similar to the rest of the world.
Yes. Yes. I've driven across Saskatchewan a number of times, and they still have the same six trees on the way to Winnipeg, okay? So, just say it.
Yeah. Okay, there's nothing more to be said about this guy, is there? Seriously?
No.
No. We're just going to ignore Rob Vanstone for being the moron that he is. I understand the concept of protectionism. I do understand it. I also know that it doesn't work. It doesn't work when the Americans only want Americans to do things. It doesn't work when they don't want to buy Chinese things. It doesn't work when they don't want immigrants or tourists to come into their country. It doesn't work. You can't have a protectionist country. There's a few protectionist countries out there, and they're still not that bad, which is China, okay? China's a protectionist country. North Korea, okay? This is what you're trying to make our football league, Rob. Come on. Oh, I just, God damn. Moving on. The NFL has expressed interest in playing regular season games in Canada. With this more help or hurt the CFL? I don't think it's going to hurt the CFL. I don't think it hurts the CFL in any aspect of ways. Why would they want to do this?
Why would who want to do this?
The NFL.
Because they're trying to expand and into a global brand. I mean, it's the same reason why they play games in England every year. It's the same reason why they've played games in Asia. They're trying to branch out into different countries. That's why they're doing it. They play regular season games in England every year. So why not expand it even more?
It's
all got to do with expansion.
The Buffalo Bills had played some regular season games in Toronto, didn't they, at one time?
Yes, they did.
And they did not do that well.
It was also handled terribly. They overpriced it and everything. It just,
well,
the people running it were incompetent.
They're going to do that every time.
Yeah.
Because they think they can charge whatever they want. Right.
Well, let them fail.
That's their problem. But I also think it also didn't work very well because the Bills at the time were an awful football team that nobody wanted to watch. The people in Buffalo didn't want to go watch them.
Well, it also, when you charge $300 or $400 for a football game, you're going to want to see the stars. And most of the stars don't play in exhibition.
No.
So it's such a, but I think some people might play just because it's the NFL.
Yeah. Well, they're not talking about exhibition here, though. They're talking about regular season games.
Oh,
so
are they? Well, how
playing.
Would that
yeah.
work?
Well, I mean, with the games that they do in England. So typically, I think that the team that's losing out on the home game gets some of the proceeds for the game because they would have been considered the home team. I'm not sure exactly how they do it, but I know they do it every year. I think they play usually about three or four games in England every year.
Okay, so the NFL historically, or since 1978, has played four preseason games and 16 regular season games. They are now expanding their regular season to 17 games.
Right.
And they're looking at Canada to play a couple of those games in. Interesting. I mean, I went to I don't even remember the name of it. They had some special name of it. It was the San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks in Vancouver.
It's called the Canadian Bowl.
The Canada Bowl.
The Canadian Bowl.
Canada Bowl. Okay. Was it Canadian or Canada?
I was there too. It was called the Canadian Bowl.
I got a golf shirt from there, black one with this.
Yeah.
You know. Anyhow, but and it was an absolutely fucking terrible game.
Yeah, and of course that was a preseason game too, and half the starters didn't play.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I remember everyone being particularly upset in that game because Warren Moon played for the Seahawks at that time. They're playing in Canada, and he never saw the field in a preseason game. You're in Canada, you don't put in Warren Moon. I remember everyone being really pissed off at that.
William, what do you think? Regular season games, NFL regular season games in Canada. Would you go to one if it was in Calgary?
Nope. Not interested. I've been to NFL games. And I've spent big money on NFL games. And as a matter of fact, one NFL game I spent more money than I spent on my season tickets for the Stamps. Okay? And I'm sorry. I don't think the product is as good as everybody says it is, or it's a different product and it's not my style of product. And when you watch these games in these big cavernous stadiums, you know, it doesn't have the same effect on me. I'm sure there'd be enough people out there that would spend money on these games, but I wouldn't.
Charles,
I wouldn't.
You go to a game in Vancouver.
I would, as long as it wasn't crazy priced. If it's like $300-$400 a game, I'm not interested. I personally like watching football of any kind. I'll even watch the CIS, as we talked about them. I mean, not necessarily in person, but if it's on TV, I might watch it. But I would go if it was reasonably priced. If they priced it ridiculously like those games in Toronto, no, I wouldn't go to that. No thanks. But if it, like I said, if it was open. Thank you.
Oh, that was a mistake. Sorry.
That's okay. My
computer and I hit the button at the same time.
Hi.
Sorry.
But if it was reasonably priced, I go. If I had to break the bank, no, I'm not going to. I wouldn't bother.
I mean, how much is your season tickets to the BC Lions?
Usually they're not that expensive. Usually they're a couple hundred dollars per seat.
Yeah.
I think
$250
or
something, wasn't
it? We got three seats one time, and it's around $700 for three seats.
Wow. You could probably buy the entire season. As Will said, the entire season
is
less money than one game.
Yeah. I mean, my tickets are a little more expensive, and they're about – for six season tickets, they're about $1,000 a ticket for the season.
Yeah, that's what mine were. Mine were about $1,000 a season.
Right.
But,
and again, it also depends whereabouts you sit, because if you're higher up and so on, or you can't get cheaper seats depending on where you sit. And that's the same in the NFL, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, of course. Of course. It always is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's move on from the NFL because I don't care. CFL, Rogers and the NHL are all backing single game betting bill. How significant would this be for the – okay, never mind how significant it for the league is this. How significant is it Rogers and the NHL are backing this bill? Do you think this bill's going to get some traction finally?
Quite likely.
Is this something that may actually happen?
I think it will.
It needs to happen. Why it doesn't happen, I have no idea. Or why it took this long. The concept of prohibition...
this is way overdue.
The concept of prohibition does not work. Okay? It does not work when you try to stop young teenage children from smoking. Will, when did you start smoking?
You had to ask that question, didn't you?
I did. Okay with that? Would you share with the group?
Yes. 26.
You idiot.
Thank you very much.
You idiot.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. So you're a very poor example of this, but most teenagers.
In my football playing days, if anybody came near me with a cigarette, I would rip it out of their teeth and throw it away. Okay.
And then you started smoking.
Yeah. I guess it was something to do while I drank or something. I don't know.
Well, at 26, it's about the year that you got married, wasn't it?
No, I didn't get married till I was 32.
Oh, I thought you got married. I know you got our anniversaries are on the same day. I thought you got very similar in years. No.
Or sorry, not. 31. I got married when I was 31. What year is this year for you guys?
33.
This year is 28, I'm going to say, for us. We've been together for 30, but this is 28 coming up.
Yeah, this is going to be our 33rd anniversary. I believe. Yeah. We got married in 88.
Yeah, we got married in 94, I think.
Okay. Anyhow, beside the point, we're going to go back to the smoking thing. Most teenagers start smoking at the 12, 13-year-old mark, right? And they're not allowed to have cigarettes until they're 16, right? Prohibition doesn't work.
I would agree.
Okay?
Nope.
You're not allowed to drink in BC until you're 19. I think Alberta's 18. When did you have your first drink? My dad gave me mine when I was 4. But I was buying it on my own when I was probably 14. Okay, 14, 15, definitely 16 years old. I was drinking pretty much every weekend. Okay?
I discovered wine when I was 9 years old, okay?
Yeah.
I had Italian neighbors that made wine, okay? And their kids were drinking from the time they were 2, so...
Yeah, so prohibition doesn't work. Prohibition of cannabis, right? No problems. Nobody smokes pot. Well, now it's legal, but prohibition didn't work. Yeah, pot was everywhere since before I was born, right? I mean, it doesn't matter what the drug is. Cocaine, heroin, meth, it's there. Crack.
Yep.
Okay? They're all illegal. They're all prohibition.
Yep.
Doesn't work. Okay? That's just a simple fact. Okay? Where was I going with this?
Correct. I don't know.
Oh, single game betting.
Fast.
Single game betting.
Yeah.
So it's illegal in Canada to bet on a single game. You must pick a pack of different teams to bet on. And nobody wants to do it. So what do? They go to an American gaming site or they go to a Taiwanese gaming site.
Yeah.
They go to one in the Bahamas. That doesn't mean that people don't bet on football games. It just means that the money's not coming to Canada. Okay, so, duh. Get with the program here, Canadian government. Prohibition doesn't work. You are not protectionists. Don't be like that. People want to gamble, let them. I like Costa Rica. It's a great country. It's a good Catholic country that's got legalized gambling and prostitution. Let it open up the gates. Let it happen. Okay. Deep sigh.
I could have walked into any sports book in Las Vegas at any of the hotel casinos and bet on any CFL game I wanted to.
Yeah. And you should be able to. You should be able to do it with the BC Lottery Corporation or the Ontario Lottery Corporation or whatever lottery corporation represents your province in this great country.
I agree.
How will this affect the CFL? Astronomically. Okay? This is what we need, and a lot of people don't understand why. And we have stated this on this podcast before. This will bring in the millennials into our CFL league, into our promised league, into the wonderful world of Canadian football. Why? Because they're the ones that do the most gambling. Okay? They are. And they bet on just about everything, whether it's beach volleyball or whether or not the next space shuttle's going to the moon. Okay, they'll bet on anything. Now, for them to bet, they need to be educated in the system of whether or not how they do it. So they're going to start watching Canadian football so that they know the teams, they know the players, they know the handicaps, they know the injury reports. They look for all this information on all the Canadian teams so that they can bet on the games. That makes them fans. What a novelty. What a concept. Please make it happen. Make it happen now. Charles, do you have anything to add to this?
No, I mean, you said it pretty well. I mean, this is something that is long, long overdue. Like I said, you shouldn't be able to go to, like, some offshore betting site or to Vegas or wherever and bet on single-game CFL games. But yet you can't do it in the country where the games are being played. It just makes no sense. It's stupid. It's something that should have been done a long time ago. I don't know why they're resistant to it, but especially now if you see that Rogers and the CFL are on board, it just makes sense. And hopefully they get this done and they get going on this because it can be a big-time help for the league for sure.
Oh, yeah. William, anything to add before we move on?
Nah, you guys have covered it all. I'm all for it, even though I don't gamble, but I'm all for it for sure.
Yeah, I would never bet on a CFL game. Never. Never, man.
Too unpredictable.
Yeah.
Too unpredictable.
There's a reason why we have a tagline that says no lead is safe, because no lead is safe. Okay, no. Yeah, I would never bet on a CFL game. I would bet on a CFL game strictly for the fact that I'm a homer.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be very much money because I don't like to lose. I only bet
like
on things that I know that I'm going to win.
And like we've said before, not having it available in Canada is not stopping anybody.
Nope.
All it's doing is taking the money and getting it outside of the country rather than keeping it in Canada. So pass this law, let's keep this money in Canada. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
Yeah. Can't argue with you there, sir. Okay. Moving on. Where are we? We're only an hour into the show, and we're already finished the agenda. There's got to be a discussion in here. I know. There's got to be something in here that's actually going to keep our discussion going for a while. Does the success of the CFL/NFL/XFL depend on keeping Canadian traditions? Everybody tells me, says that the Canadian Football League is full of traditions. what traditions are we talking about? Are we talking about like the Labor Day Classic and the Banjo Bowl and this and that? Or are we talking about Canadians playing football being the ratio? Or are we talking about the rules being a tradition or the Grey Cup being the final game? Or what traditions are we so afraid to lose by having discussions with the XFL? Yeah. Charles, can you enlighten the masses on this one?
Well, it's just like the people that are wanting it, that are wanting, well, what you brought up, though, is kind of what they're saying. They're afraid that, oh, well, we're going to lose three downs, or we're going to lose the ratio, or we're going to lose this, or we're going to lose that. And
well, those aren't traditions.
They're thinking, yeah,
those aren't traditions.
Not,
those are rules.
People are kind of saying it as they are traditions. I'm not saying they are traditions because they're not. You're right. They're rules. But, you know, people are – they don't want to lose different rules. They're like, oh, well, we want to keep everything the way it was. I got news for you, folks. No professional sports league is the way it was 30 or 40 years ago. There have been changes to every league. It's unavoidable. Okay. Tradition, all the history of the CFL, they're not, it's not going away. How can you take away history? It's always going to be there to look back on. That's what history is. So I'm not sure this argument, first of all, it's not traditions. It's, you know, rules and what we're normal to. So think outside the box. But I don't know. It's kind of annoying.
It always just, when people just throw this out there, they throw this, blurt this out and say, oh, I don't want the traditions to change. What
nostalgia doesn't pay the bills.
No, and as you said, Charles, every league has changed in the 30 years, in the last 30 years. No league is the same as what it was 30 years ago. And unfortunately, the CFL kind of is.
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
And they're on the verge, they're on the cusp of falling off the abyss. Because they haven't changed. They haven't evolved. They haven't moved forward. They haven't got aggressive. They haven't done anything. And I'm deeply saddened by all of this.
I'm just thinking, who's ever been in charge for 120 years should be fired. You know that?
Damn straight.
Because it hasn't grown. It stays as it is. And you look at how far the NFL has come in all that time. And it doesn't make sense to me.
Tradition is fine to look back on. That's why we have history. That's why we have history books. But forget sports. Nothing on this planet, for the most part, it's the same it was 30 years ago. Everything evolves with time. And you can't just sit there and say, no, we're not going to change. We're going to stay exactly the same. Because that's not reality. Things change. Technology changes. People change. Everything changes. And if you want to just stay and dig your heels in and say, well, I'm not changing, you're going to get left behind. And that's what's going to happen to the CFL if they fail to embrace change. It's going to get left behind.
Yeah.
I agree.
We have to do something.
I mean,
we have to do something.
Let's face it. It doesn't matter if it's XFL or CFL. The beer drinking tradition at football games will continue. Okay, it doesn't matter if you're in America or you're in Canada. That'll still stay. So,
correct.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a guy for change either, but I think the CFL has to change.
And the one thing that I find really ridiculous and really annoying is I've seen idiots online saying, I'd rather have no CFL than a changed CFL.
Hey, that's funny.
All right. So you're not a fan then, if that's the case. You're just a kid that wants it his way, or you're going to take your ball and go home.
Yep.
And goodbye. I mean, there's one woman who piped up
then.
And said, I've been a season ticket holder for 46 years. If anything happens with the XFL, I'm giving up my tickets.
Good.
Okay.
Fine. Who cares? That's your problem, not mine.
Go away.
I get annoyed with people that say that. It's so childish.
I honestly believe that if there was some type of a cross collaboration between the XFL and the CFL, we would get more Canadian-born and bred fans into the stands to watch the game. The excitement level would go up. The novelty would be there. Will it wear off? I don't know. Depends on the product. But I think that you will get more people will be coming to the games, into Vancouver, into Toronto, into Montreal, where they desperately need to be. You will get more new fans to this merged league than you will lose Canadian fans from the old league. Personal opinion. I think this is one of the best things that can happen to this league. But that being said, this CFL newsroom that is put out this article are a bunch of idiots. Because they're saying that there's a high possibility that the CFL 2021 season is going to be canceled.
I mean, that's based on nothing but their own speculation.
Well, it's really hard to give anything that they're saying any credibility then, isn't it?
No, of course not. I never said that I did.
No, I'm just saying that, right? It's just... this is really stressing me out. Okay.
Movie, don't get stressed out.
What's that?
I said don't get stressed out over this.
No, I'm not.
Some days I think Will has the right idea by leaving the Facebook groups, because he doesn't have to put up with some of these clowns on there and their ridiculous thoughts.
You know, Charles, I honestly haven't read any. I really, honestly, I don't know the last time I've been on the Let's Talk Bell page. I'm not there. There's nothing in there that is interesting to me.
It's funny because a lot of the people on our pages resemble Rob Vanstone, okay? They don't have a clue. And I wonder if they just go on there for the sake of fighting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I stopped. Having those arguments is a waste of my time, and my time is valuable. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I also think a lot of these people that say, if something happens with the XFL, I'm leaving, I think they're full of crap. They're just saying that to be tough now. They look like the big patriotic blah, 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 blah. When push comes to shove, I think a lot of them will end up sticking around. They're just saying that now to make themselves look good. Or they
and
think
they
it
don't.
Makes them
they,
look good, rather.
Yeah,
no,
they
make
them look really stupid.
They look
and if
like
they
idiots.
Want to go, and if they want to go, go.
Yeah,
have
let them go.
Life.
Who cares?
Hasta la vista. I don't care. So.
Okay. Hard to continue that discussion. Yep. A debate has broken out online. Does Marv Levy belong in the CFL Hall of Fame? Well, I have to assume that by this article, Marv Levy is not in the CFL Hall of Fame. But I have been doing some research on Marv Levy, and Marv Levy was a...
Marv
Levy.
What's that?
Marv
Levy?
Levy.
Levy. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Marv Levy.
He was the head coach of the Montreal Alouettes from 1973 to 1974. Okay?
No.
He's 95 years old. He's still alive. Oh, sorry, 73 to 77.
Yes.
Okay? Then he went on to be the... coach of the Buffalo Bills.
And
he took them
four Super Bowls straight.
Four, and he led the Bills to unprecedented four straight Super Bowls.
Losses.
They were all losses. Now, he is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That is the American Football Hall of Fame, although it's pro football. It should have people that are not in the NFL in there, and I don't know whether or not they do, but they probably don't have any CFL-only people in it. Beside the point.
I don't believe so.
It's in Canton, Ohio. No, I know that. So what did he do in his 4 or 5 years in the CFL that were amazing?
He won either 2 or 3 Grey Cups.
Let's go find out. Grey Cup champions. List of Grey Cup champions. Okay. We got to go to 1973, 74, 75. Let's go up there and see where we are. In 73, it was won by... Ottawa Rough Riders. In 74, it was by the Alouettes. 75, it was the Eskimos. And in 76, it was the Rough Riders. In 77, it was by the Alouettes. They were also in the Grey Cup in 75 and lost to the Eskimos. So in 5 years, he won it twice, was there 3 times.
That's a pretty good
record.
That's a pretty goddamn amazing record. His overall football career record was 154 wins and 120 losses. He's well above 500 football in both Canada and the U.S. Why is he not in the Hall of Fame?
But, he won more. He won more.
Go ahead, Charles.
I was going to say, he won more championships in the CFL than he did in the NFL, and the NFL put him in their Hall of Fame, so why would the CFL not?
It's a valid question.
Hey, Charles, is Bud Grant in the CFL Hall of Fame?
I'm positive he is. I'm going to look that up. I'm almost certain he is.
Bud Grant,
I'm sure he is. Let's see, Bud Grant.
It does not say he is.
He is. Yes, he is. Bud Grant was put in the CFL Hall of Fame in 1983.
Okay. So if he's there, then Marv Levy should be there, in my opinion.
The one thing about Bud Grant is that he did coach longer. He coached from about 9 years as opposed to 5, and he also won 4 Grey Cups as opposed to 2. But he's definitely in. I mean, being in the Grey Cup 3 times out of 5 and winning it
twice,
that's pretty good. You got to say that's a pretty good record. And I'm just looking.
This shouldn't even be a debate.
What's his record? No. I mean, 577 winning percentage, it's pretty good. Yeah. No, Marv Levy should be in the CFL Hall of Fame.
So I have to ask a question here. This is an online debate. Where is this online debate?
This was actually part of this agenda tonight was left over from last week because we never had a show. It was up last week, so it's on the. There was an article about it. It'll be on the Let's Talk Facebook page somewhere, but I don't know. It'll be further down. Let me see. I might be able to actually pull up the article, the discussion about it.
I got the article here. I just don't see anything online, any part of the debate.
Well, I don't know if it's really an official debate, but there were people talking because it got posted, and there were people going back and forth about whether or not he should be in the Hall of Fame. And I think the majority of the people were saying, yeah, he should be in the Hall of Fame. His numbers do dictate that. But there were a few people saying, oh, I don't think he should be there. He didn't coach long enough. He was only in the CFL for 5 years.
Okay. Is Warren Moon in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yes.
And how many years was he in the CFL?
Five.
Oh, my God!
I got one better. I think that Cameron Wake should be in the CFL Hall of Fame, and he was only in the CFL for 3 years.
Yes. Well, you really think so?
Yes. When he was here, he was maybe the most dominant defensive player in the CFL. He would destroy teams. He would
single-handedly.
And I know
you don't have to convince me what kind of a player he was.
Yep.
But
and
you,
I know
you think
it was only 3 years, but it was a dominant 3 years. So yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm sure people will disagree with me, but if I had a vote, that's what I would say.
That's why I think that's why I think the NFL are losers. Okay.
Because
they missed.
Why is that?
They missed Cameron Wake. They missed Jeff Garcia. They missed Doug Flutie. They missed a number of guys that went on to play in the NFL.
Well, they didn't miss Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie was in the NFL, was he not? And then
they didn't give him a chance.
Then he went.
They didn't give him a chance because he was a midget.
Short.
That's right.
Too short.
Okay, so.
But he went on to prove them all wrong.
And they also drafted Ryan Leaf second overall. Okay. We all know about Ryan Leaf. He's in prison somewhere, isn't he? I do believe.
He was.
Yeah, he was, or something like that. So. And you think of all the money. And all the time they spend on scouting, and they can't get it right. And I mean, and I know the reason Warren Moon came to the CFL is because they wanted to make him a wide receiver or a running back or something like that. So, I don't know. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I don't know what other argument you could have with that.
Well, no. I mean, yes, Marv Levy should be in the Hall of Fame in Canada. But how old is Marv Levy now?
95.
95, yeah.
Do you even think he knows what the Hall of Fame is, period, anymore? Like, really? I haven't seen him for a while, so.
I think the induction into the hall, while he's alive, is amazing. But I just have to say, why would it take so long?
Because there's other people that. Who knows? That's also a very political thing, too, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hall of Fame tend to be.
I mean, if Marv Levy doesn't make the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, am I going to lose sleep about it? No.
No.
I mean,
I didn't even know who the hell he was.
Yeah, well, but that's because you've never watched the NFL. So.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I would never have watched him when he was back in Montreal. I was like 9 years old.
That's right, and that's why I don't remember him in the CFL, because I was the same age.
Yeah.
And I really didn't start watching until I was 12 or 13.
That's actually about, he was there till 77, and we were 15 years old then.
Right.
But, like I said, I mean, at that time, we didn't really care who the coaches were of the other teams. We barely knew the coach was of our team. So, yeah. Oh, well. Not much we can do about it. We're not gonna be able to induct him into the Hall of Fame.
No, probably not.
Yeah, okay. So, Charles, we're going to vote now. This is kind of, I'm going to be Simon Cowell. Yes or no?
What, Marv Levy in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, Marv Levy in the Hall of Fame, yes or no?
Yes.
Will?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be Howie Mandel and hit the gold buzzer.
Well, you know what? I think
it's
kind of
anticlimactic without the.
I think, yeah.
What's that?
You're right. Oh, the CFL Hall of Fame induction ceremony isn't that fantastic, if you know what I mean. I really do believe the NFL does a much better job.
I honestly don't think that Marv gives a shit one way or the other.
No, I'm sure he doesn't.
Nope.
All Marv thinks about is I lost 4 Super Bowls in a row. That's got to be an NFL record. That is an NFL record.
That is an NFL record. There's doubt about that. Okay. So, what have you done?
Who'd
to
you piss
Charles?
Off now?
Nobody.
That was Charles.
What was it?
Oh, there's the golden buzzer. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that Marv would have that reaction. But okay. It's a good thing. The discussion has risen again about whether to move up the CFL season to begin earlier in the spring. Would this be a bad idea? Okay, now, I have been adamantly against this concept. Okay? I honestly think the CFL should start later and have the Grey Cup in January and not really start until around Labor Day. A lot of reasons. A lot of fans are out in the Lake Country, out at the cabin, on holidays, doing whatever else they can. And I think that we can have football pretty much all year round in Canada and just go with it, okay? And nobody seems to like that concept, but yeah, what the hell. So to start it earlier, to me, doesn't make much sense because then, because we are the Canadian Football League, we are in Canada, and we are going head-to-head with the Stanley Cup playoffs if we start earlier. It's only going to hurt attendance and ratings. It's not going to do it any good at all. We'll start earlier. And there's a caveat in here, and I'll get to it in a minute. And there's a lot of things where the fields are still frozen in Winnipeg. And shit like this, why you can't start the season too much sooner. I mean, we now have preseason games in May. I don't know. How often do we get preseason games in May? That's not very often.
No, we have for the last few years, actually.
For the last 2 years, but it hasn't been for very long, right?
No.
It's relatively new. And you got to watch, you know, training camp. You know, you can't start moving this into April. I mean, I still have frozen ground out here right now, and it's April 1st. And I'm not saying that it is in Calgary or Winnipeg or anywhere else, but there's, you know, a lot of places that it's still kind of winterish.
No, no, I got snow all over my yard still.
Do you?
I mean,
okay.
It's warmer, but it's warmer right now, and we're supposed to have double digits all week, but the snow's still here for a while.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it was 14 degrees here, but I still have 4 inches of ice on my driveway.
Yep.
Okay. So do we think that moving the CFL season to begin earlier is a good idea? I honestly believe that it's not a good idea. I think the logistics to it are astronomical, and we shouldn't be doing it. Now, here's the caveat that I mentioned. If this means that we are merging with the XFL and that spring league and our summer league have to find a middle ground to start the season together, I'll support it 100%. We'll have to find some way to do that, whether we have to tear up everybody's fields and put glycol lines or heated water or something into the ground to make the grass grow or do something, or at least not be frozen. Cost of doing business. I'll support that 100%. But if we're just talking about moving the CFL season up because a bunch of stupid people think it's a good idea, no, I don't support that. But I do support it in a merger with the XFL. Okay, go ahead.
I'm the same way. I don't think they should move it up. I think it's silly to move it up.
Would you support it if we were trying to merge with the XFL and that spring league?
Well, yes, I would.
The main
thing is if that ever does happen, the key to the whole thing is they should not try and compete with the NFL, which means that they start earlier. It's that simple. Right? So, I agree. Charles, go ahead.
Well, my biggest concern is that moving it up, you're going to be more at conflict with the Stanley Cup playoffs. In terms of weather, I don't think it makes a big deal because you're playing games in October and November, and you've got frozen fields and cold then. We've seen it multiple times. You can see in October, November, where you're seeing snow and you're seeing ice and stuff like that. It's happened before. So personally, I don't think the weather is a huge deal if you're starting, say, in April or May. I think you can do that. So, but I'm like with you guys that if it's part of this whole thing trying to find common ground, I have no problem with it. The weather don't matter to me here. We got an indoor stadium, so it doesn't matter what it's like outside.
You know, and I would rather sit outside at the end of March, beginning of May, then the middle of October, to be honest with you.
I mean, today was a wonderful day at 14 degrees, and I was outside in my T-shirt, okay? Yeah, there was snow on the ground, mm-hmm. digging up ice with my excavator and everything else, but it was a very palatable day.
Yes.
Okay?
Same here. Same
November's here. Not a palatable day. There's no
nope.
At the end of November, there is no palatable days.
Nope. I agree.
But football's football. And if it was made for pussies, then it wouldn't be football. So... I don't know. What we're belief in this. Do we move the season or not? Do we move it if we vote XFL? Will and I be on the same page, or are you concurrent with that, or what?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
No, I am. Yep.
Okay. So leave the season where it is. Don't fuck with it. But if it means that that's what we have to do to bring XFL online with, then so be it. Just put our nose and carry on.
Cost of doing business.
Yep.
Cost of doing business. Good stuff.
I'm not going to be like other people losing sleep over it and saying, if they do this, I'm never coming back.
Yeah, well, that's just stupid. Okay, so this discussion rears its ugly head every couple of years, and it's really never had any traction, but it's never really... There's people out there that actually think it's a good idea, and I can't believe that. But then, I don't know. Sometimes you just want a thing to go away, like Halifax.
Don't be dissing those schooners. Not when I'm around. Come on now.
That's okay. I saw one guy today suggested there should be a team in Halifax, a team in Moncton, and a team in Victoria.
Let's expand that league, baby.
Yeah, expand there, yeah. Let's put two teams in the Maritimes.
Absolutely.
They can't get one off the ground, but let's try for two.
Imagine those sold-out 3,000-seat arenas, okay? They'd be huge.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Really? Why is it happening to me?
What?
Okay. Delvin Bro has called it a career. Was he considered among the elite defensive backs? Well, yeah, I would think that he was. Is he going to be missed? No. Like, what's his reasoning for retiring? He's old and slow, or he doesn't want to play for less money, or he's concerned about COVID, or he doesn't want to play in Canada, or... What's the reasoning here?
Well, people seem to be speculating it's because of all the uncertainty that he doesn't want to wait around to find out. Whether that's the actual reason or not, I don't know. Because I don't think he's all that old.
Well, he says long time. He's been here 8 seasons, and he was with the NFL Saints before that, so... 31 years old.
Okay. So he's not super old. I've seen defensive backs that were older than him playing around.
He earned $2 million when he was in the NFL in salary. He came up here and he played some football. Did he spend all his money, or was he smart? Because, honestly, if I had $2 million in the bank, or even if I had $1 million in my bank... I certainly would be fucking around with the CFL right now because it's a bit of a waste of time and effort because the uncertainty is huge, right? I would be moving on with my life, especially when I'm in my twilight years of playing football. Because, I mean,
But it depends. It depends if he took basket weaving in university, or he actually has a real degree, or he's going to have a career, or he has a career. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, if he's going home to sell Maytags to old ladies at JCPenney's, then, he might want to stay football. But, you know, if he's got himself a real estate career, or he's got himself a contractor's job or something like this, then it's a whole different ballgame. But the article does not specify anything about what he's about
no,
to do in
you
the
know,
future.
And it's funny because a lot of these guys who come down here to play, as they get older, they leave their families back where they live during the off season, and that's also a factor, right? You're away from your family for 6 months. So
it is. It's huge.
Yeah.
And I think that it's an important factor. And now I don't blame the guy for retiring and moving on with life. I just it doesn't specify enough as to why.
No,
so
it doesn't.
It's a typical three down nation article that is all fluff and absolutely no substance.
Right.
There's not an ounce of sustenance in this article. Nothing. Thank you, Justin Duncan. I just want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to make my journey pass through Hamilton, Ontario. I pursue this dream because I wanted to show each and every individual that there is hope inside that no one can ever take away from you when you believe in yourself. I want to thank my dad
and my mom. And when you get cut by the NFL. Anyways.
Yeah. I've never seen this, okay? He says, I want to thank my dad and my moms.
Did he say moms?
Moms. He's got it pluralized.
I ain't touching that one. I'm not touching it.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
So, okay, I'm good with that. Charles, anything to add to this Delvin Bros retirement?
No, best of luck to him. He was a great defensive back when he was playing in the league. I don't think anyone would really dispute that. So this is just kind of we figured that with this COVID thing, we've seen some players for the last time, and there was somebody else that recently just said they were retiring too.
I don't remember who it was, just in the last couple of days.
The
Bryant guy from Winnipeg retired.
Right. Stanley Bryant.
What's his first name?
No, not Stanley.
No, not
Stanley Bryant.
He didn't retire. Someone else with the last name Bryant, and I can't remember his first
name.
No,
his first name was Bryant.
Yeah. Or was it?
Oh, was it? Oh, Bryant Stanley, maybe.
Bryant Stanley.
I don't know.
I'm looking it up. I'm trying to find it. Because it was just recently, too. So
yeah, it was about a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Seeing if I could find it. I haven't been. I've been unsuccessful to this point. But he just said, and it probably won't be the last one, too. I think we'll see a few of the guys. You might see a couple more guys if they are going to take the 20% pay cut. It is possible you might see a few other guys walk away. Oh, there was another one, Jonathan Newsom from the Lions, also
yeah.
retired today.
Today?
Was it today?
Yep. 13 hours ago this was posted, so either today or yesterday. And I don't know what Bryant's name is, but there's been a few. Yep.
Where's Mark when you need him?
He's working. Leave him alone.
Oh, Will. Did you see this guy from the Cardinals,
what
the kicker?
Guy? No.
Will doesn't pay attention to kickers.
What?
Kickers
and
football players.
Yeah, Will doesn't pay attention to kickers.
Oh, but you gotta love this guy. I think he actually become a fan of him. I posted it in the group.
Oh, that guy! I saw him. Yeah, he looks like an offensive lineman.
No, he doesn't.
He's too fleshy. He's too short.
Yeah, no. Defensive linemen look far meaner than that. Adrian Tracy retires. I'm a
Cat,
but be a reason. Be a receiver. No, defensive lineman, sorry. We're going to get these announcements. They're going to be coming. And don't be surprised if some of them are fan favorites. Something while I'm looking here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. They got that container ship, one that's trapped in the Suez Canal right now.
Yeah, they got it loose, I think.
They got Gaynor the Gopher there. All Gaynor's fault.
Hey, of course they do.
Guy. I can't find this.
Neither can I. I've been looking for him, and I can't find him either.
Who?
Whoever.
The Winnipeg guy that retired.
Are we all looking for the same guy?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't.
It might even be in our thing from last week. No.
Week before?
I remember seeing it. It came up. It might even have come up in our group. Todd probably posted it in our group. You know, I wanted to Photoshop one of the announcements from somebody like Farhan Lauji or something and say it's really terrible, the Riders. But it's probably not a good idea.
I would say probably not, no.
Be funny as hell, though.
Mm-hmm.
You could post it and it would have some credibility. Okay, we're gone past my birthday now, so I don't know where it was.
Hmm. And I'm confused.
There was one of these Winnipeg Blue Bomber guys.
Got it. Who is
what?
Bryant Mitchell. Retired. There you go.
Oh, well, I remember that. I'm back to the airbags underneath the dorm bed. Do you remember that one?
No.
The guy was sleeping on a bed.
What?
In the dorm room, the guy sleeping on a bed, and the guy, his roommate there, had stuck three airbags underneath his bed and launched him into the wall.
Hmm.
Remember that? Go back into a group chat to March the 9th. Oh, never mind. I'll just forward it to it. Here, there. Right back to the beginning.
Oh, I remember this one.
So we've only got one thing left on the agenda here, and it's probably the most important piece of this entire agenda, the most important piece of football news that we possibly could have had for the week. And it starts out like this. Bo Levi Mitchell says that he wants to win 7 Grey Cups and 7 Most Outstanding Player Awards. Is that even possible in today's CFL, and would he be the player to do it? Okay, he's not that good of a player. Okay, I don't think that the Calgary Stampeders are going to be that dominant of a team for that long of a period of time, because I don't think Huff is going to be with the team much longer.
really think that he's going to decide that he's going to time to pack it in and go fishing. Now, I know this is going to be a real shocker to most Stampeder fans, especially our good buddy Will, but Huff is the one that actually builds this team. And I don't care what systems are in place. If he's not there in head office, it's not going to be the same team.
Now, can I comment or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, that's what they said. That's what they said when Wally left, okay? And for a couple of years, it wasn't the same team. And then they brought John Huffnagel in, and now it is the same team. Actually, better version of Wally's team. And I think they handpicked people, and the torch has passed on. I would assume either Dave Dickinson or John Huffnagel's son, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head, who's going to precede John or stay after John Huffnagel's gone. And I still don't think John Huffnagel's going anywhere for at least 5 or 7 years. And
you think he's going to be around that
long?
That would mean that
yes. Foley by Mitchell has to win every Grey Cup for the next 5 years.
Well, here's something. This is the only thing that I have heard in the last year, okay, that doesn't have five answers, okay, and it's concerning COVID. We know that COVID has not affected Bo Levi Mitchell's ego whatsoever.
Nope.
Okay? It's there 100%, and if not bigger and better, because he's had a whole year and a half to sit around and think about this crap, and that's what he's come up with. And he is back on social media, but I heard an interview the other day. He's hired someone to deal with his social media accounts because he gets in too much trouble when he goes on social media. So,
well, was this on social media? Is this where this came from? Where did this Bo Levi?
No. The Calgary Stampeders now have a new podcast that they are doing. And he was the first person interviewed, and he said that on the podcast. So, yes, it did come right out of his mouth, okay?
The words came out of his mouth.
Now, understand something. The one thing I really, really like about Bo Levi Mitchell is at the beginning of every year, he says they're going to go undefeated. I would rather have that guy leading my team than a guy saying, oh, we might win 5 or 6 games this year if we play really good. Okay? So I have no problem with him saying those things.
But then
every
so does
girl's
Ron Peterson.
But every girl's got to have goals, man. Come on. Let's face it.
Rod Peterson picks the Riders to win the Grey Cup every year.
I've got a buddy of mine who picks the Toronto Maple Leafs to win the Stanley Cup every year, too.
Okay, I hope he doesn't put any money on it.
Yeah, and the scariest thing is, Christopher, he was at the Stanley Cup final the last time they won. He was 6 years old, okay? He's now 60 years old, okay?
Yeah.
And he's been carrying this with him for all these years. Okay, you got to give guys like that credit.
It's only 54 years.
Either they're delusional or they really believe. Okay.
Tragically Hip, they did a song. What was the song called?
They did multiple songs.
Brasco. What was it?
Donnie Brasco.
Tragically Hip did a song about it. Okay.
I don't know. I know there was a movie called Donnie Brasco. I don't know about the song.
Donnie Brasco, if I remember this properly, he was a Toronto Maple Leaf, and he scored the winning goal to win the Stanley Cup. And then he went on a fishing expedition and the plane crashed. Okay?
No, you know what? I know what it was. It wasn't Brasco. It was
Brasco.
Brilco.
Somebody else. Brilco?
Bill Brilco. Yes.
Bill Brilco. That's what it was. Yes. And he, and it was the 50 Mission Hat is what it was called. The song was called, wasn't it?
Wait a minute.
Something like that.
Wait a minute. Did they have airplanes the last time Toronto won a Stanley Cup?
No. This is even worse. This is even worse.
This is like in the 50s.
Toronto, here's the story. The Toronto Maple Leafs, Billy Barisco scored the goal for the Toronto Maple Leafs to win in 1951 to win the Stanley Cup. And then he went on a fishing expedition and his plane crashed and he was died and they didn't find the plane crash. He died. They did not find his plane. Okay. They never found his body. And then they found his body in 1967. And that's the year again.
That's the year they won the Stanley Cup. That's right.
Sorry. I didn't catch that. What was that, Charles?
That's the year the Leafs won the Stanley Cup. Was 1967.
Will, did you hear him?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm not. I can't hear.
Hello. Anybody?
I'm here. Did we lose CJ all of a sudden?
Charles, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. CJ, are you there?
But CJ has apparently disappeared.
I don't know.
I can't hear you.
Oh, we can hear you now. Can you hear us?
No.
Wow.
You can't.
This is
Did
weird.
You hear CJ there? I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear him too.
But apparently he can't hear us.
We should tell
guys,
him that, I
you
guess.
You guys sound like you're picking a banjo.
What?
You sound like you're picking a banjo. I can't hear a word
okay.
you're saying. It's just
really.
Yeah. Well, now I can hear you. I can hear you perfectly, but it just sounded like some banjo music. It was really weird. It was freaking me out.
Oh, is that right? Were you having a flashback to your younger years? When you were running through the bush as a child?
No, it was not.
Deliverance? All right, baby. Okay.
Weird.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Anyhow.
What you're talking about, was it, Christopher? That fat lump of shit kicker. Oh, my God. That guy's a kicker? Holy fuck me. Jesus. Yeah, but he's a typical kicker. He's never seen a gym in his life. All right, so no doubt about it.
Yeah. Kind
Anyways,
of funny.
But I really think Bova Levi is stretching things. I think for his career he'll only win five. He's already won two. Okay. So
did he win them, or was he just on the team when they won?
No, he won. One of them. Let's see. He's won two Grey Cups himself. That's correct. There you go. And he was the MVP in both of those Grey Cups. But he's been in five, I do believe, or four, anyways.
So he's almost like he's almost as like this Marv Levy losing streak here.
Right.
He's
well,
pretty close.
You gotta respect a guy who has goals. Okay, everybody has goals. Hey, I mean, come on.
You know,
we shall
just,
see.
He just reminds me of Andrew Scheer.
Why did he remind you of Andrew Scheer?
Never mind. I'm not gonna go there.
Okay. Okay. Whatever.
Okay. So, Charles, do you think that this is even possible? Do you think that he is a good enough quarterback that he can actually pull something like this off? Is he the one that elevates the Stampeders to be the next be the team that they are, or the Stampeders elevating him up to being where he is?
I think it's an all-around team effort, because that's always the type of team that John Hufnagel builds. I'm not as down on Bo Levi Mitchell as you are. I still think he's a very good quarterback. I just think in this era of, you know, player movement and whatnot, winning 7 Grey Cups is, I don't know, just unlikely. And 7 Most Outstanding Player Awards, that would put him above Doug Flutie. I'm sorry, he's not as good as Doug Flutie is. I know people will argue that, but I'm sorry, he's not. So will he win 7? I don't think he's going to win 7 and 7. Not to say he can't win a couple more of each. I don't doubt that that's possible, but I don't think he's going to get 7.
I mean, let's face it, there's only one professional athlete who's ever won 7 championships, right? Well, no, that's not true.
No.
I'm thinking of Tom Brady.
He still only has 6.
No, he's got 7.
Does he have 7?
Recount. Yes, he's got 7.
That's
Charles.
Right. Yeah, you're right. He does. He has 7. You're right.
Okay. I think Bill Russell has 10 NBA championships.
Yeah, and I think Henri Richard, I think, has 9 Stanley Cups.
And there's somebody else.
I think
shit.
Muhammad Ali defended his title more times than that.
Yeah, so there are guys like that. It's possible. Is it going to be Bo Levi Mitchell? I don't think he didn't. Now, understand, he didn't say, I'd like to win 7 more champions, or I'd like to have 7 championships with the Stampeders, because the Stampeders do not hold on to guys that long, okay? They usually get rid of them 2 or 3 years before their best date. So,
that's also true.
Yes, and just hang on for a second. If Bo Levi Mitchell is winning Grey Cups and Most Outstanding Player Award, there's not a hope in hell that Huff is going to let him go. He has to wane. There's a certain point in time. Yes, I understand that Huff always lets them before they reach their prime, but you cannot do that to a quarterback. I don't care who you are. And I'm not going to defend Bo Levi here, but there's no way Huff is going to let him go if he's winning Grey Cups. Only Saskatchewan does stupid shit like that.
Can I mention another team that had an old quarterback and he was still winning Super Bowls and they still let him go?
Well, it doesn't make it right. Okay, I have to
go
because
we
have less than 40 seconds left in the show here, so I got to close this off really fast, guys. Okay, this has been Let's Talk CFL podcast episode number 425. I was your host, Christopher Jones, with the panel here of Charles and William. Mark did not show up. The show is now 30 seconds from being over. He has not put in his scores. Sparky, do not accept them. Okay? He didn't bring them in by showtime. Charles, say goodnight.
Good night, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
I'm such an asshole. Will, say goodnight.
Yes, you are. Good night, everybody. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.
Oh, goodbye. Take care and have a good show. Oh, have a good weekend. Easter. Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Bunny Day. Take care.
Yep.
Be with the family. Hug the kids.